is Mishka with Pata Pata. So let's shift gear because there is unfortunately old perception of farming, which is old, out in the sun and dirty, and that it's not cool. And the fact is, farming is unfortunately seen as a less attractive career option for the youth market. But AgriColleges International, a cloud-based e-learning platform, is on a mission to change that mindset. Agriculture is more than just farming. It's thousands of careers in science, in IT, in marketing, in education, in procurement, in finance, and more, all with worldwide importance. And research shows that agriculture constitutes about 6% of South Africa's total labor force. Let's talk more on this with Howard Blight, again, AgriColleges International, career in agriculture. He joins me on the line. Howard, morning. Thanks for your time. We've spoken to you in the previous year twice, I think. And as you elaborated on the opportunities in agri-sciences, regardless of the reluctance by many young people to consider it, remind us of the career opportunities within the agri-sciences.
Morning, KG. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, AgriColleges International, as many of the listeners know, is a cloud-based e-learning platform. We're in collaboration with Stellenbosch University, from whom we're getting our coursework, and we're accredited by AgriCETA now, and we're starting registrations, and with nearly 1,000 applicants that have already come in prior to us advertising the platform. We start registrations during the course of next week. And what is so exciting is that we've got the first courses, and there's this chronic shortage of trained human resources coming into the agri world in all its dimensions, not only in the farming sector, but in all the allied industries. And so we're addressing this, the fact that there are so many students that are unable to find any form of tertiary education opportunity. And we see, for example, some of the big universities in Johannesburg, which have placed for 10,000 students, have got over 100,000 applicants. So we're going to be working with and are working with the universities around the country and the various colleges to take up much of the slack. And it's interesting that students may not necessarily have considered the agri-sciences as a career opportunity. But food security becomes more of a challenge in countries all around the world. And as we saw 2 years ago with the failed maize crop because of the drought, we're not unique in that situation. So not only are we going to provide coursework at starting with NQEF 4 level, which is in fact matric, so students would be able to take short courses in plant husbandry, animal husbandry, and then grade themselves up into other more specialized sectors of the agri world, which would also include opportunities to take up positions, for example, in insurance companies where there's an agri connection, in banks where there's an agri connection, in the supermarkets. Every single supermarket has a fresh fruit and vegetable sector, and there are buyers and sellers within the profile of those organizations such as Pick and Pay and ShopRite. And we will be training and upscaling the level of knowledge that these people would have in order to be able to apply to one of these organizations with the confidence that they are taken an accredited course through it, a recognized agricultural tertiary education institution. And we're very proud that after 2.5 years almost, we're now almost ready to start offering these courses on the cloud, online, from anywhere, on your mobile device, at any time, with chat groups and shared learning and blended learning opportunities where we bring in the practical application of the theoretical work, the coursework. And so we're very excited about this. And with ByDesign, who's our media company, we're starting a national program of awareness for students, together with the fact that we've got six regional administrators going from school to school, creating the awareness about the fact that we are a recognized, accredited, formal tertiary education institution in the agri world to offer courses on a wide range of agri-related subjects.
Yeah. In South Africa, though, Howard, jobs in the agricultural sector increased by 29% from 624,000 to 881,000 in 2016. But we also can't ignore the fact that young people may find this career unattractive given the working conditions of many farm workers in our country. Your comment on that?
You know, the commercial sector of agriculture is continually upgrading working conditions within the agri sector on our farms. We're not necessarily offering training for the farm worker grade of person, although many of the short courses that our students will take will offer them jobs in the private sector. And if we see what the minimum wage recommendation is by government, it's getting more towards a sustainable minimum wage in comparison with the rest of Africa, where minimum wages are sitting at somewhere between $2 and $3. We're sitting in excess of $10. So the sector is trying to upgrade its image. But more importantly, this is opportunities for many of the students to learn how to produce food. For example, we have an urban agriculture courses, which we're developing. Diepsloot in Johannesburg, for example, has 850,000 residents. And there are over 4,000 farms in Diepsloot, which range from 10 square meters to 400 square meters. But the people that are growing their own, trying to grow their own food there, are working under very tough conditions. There's a shortage of knowledge. The soils are poor. They don't know the relationship between soil fertility or the importance of the relationship between soil fertility and composting of your soil. So we're going to be producing courses for that 50% of the population which now lives in urban areas. The township urban agricultural sphere is a sphere that's untouched and unrecognized at the moment. So we're going to be able to bring the knowledge to many individuals which will upgrade their own ability to create their own form of food security within the urban context, the township context. So there are many facets of the learning process that we're offering. And you talk about the farm worker. We're also recommending, for example, that corporate agriculture buys a smartphone that they would keep in their offices to allow farm workers to come in on Saturdays and maybe in the evening, because we're going to be offering agri and adult literacy courses to try and upscale the extent to which people can become more literate and thereby understand greater the component and the important components of what this very expensive industry of agricultural production in our country. And we need people to upgrade their knowledge on that. We're going to participate in that on a very large scale to do with the scalability of the fact that we're cloud-based and it's e-learning on mobile devices. It's infinitely scalable.
Listen, my last question to you, Howard, would be bursaries, you know, for interested students. Are they as readily available as with other courses, and where can they look for them, you know, for your courses?
Okay. It's a very good question, and it's a particular point of interest that I established as a major company director right in the beginning when we started 2 years ago, that we will try and facilitate as many as 30% of our students have access to one form or another of a bursary. We've made great progress with that. For example, we're talking to an organization called Pivotal Capital, and one of the co-owners is Joel Stransky, we know so well, is a household name. And they have, under Pivotal Capital, they have Pivotal Talent. And that what they've done is they've introduced AI, or the artificial intelligence, into the psychometric test. So each of our students is going to be encouraged to take this test through Pivotal Talent. And with the AI component in that, it gives a very accurate, scientifically based skills assessment evaluation. Coupled with that, we are involved with an organization that's doing means assessments in terms of financial affordability. And we are talking to the MECs of economics and finance in the various provinces, who have a large component, large budget of money available for bursaries, but to date have not really had any way where they can accurately identify the students and their needs. So we have been assured by one in particular in Limpopo province that should we come with a watertight case where the student has been properly evaluated and it's a credible opportunity to offer a bursary because of the means that is required, that they will facilitate this. And we're working closely with the province, and we're hoping to roll this out into the other provinces once we've got the template for Limpopo to ensure that maximum opportunity for bursaries is available. But secondly, We're working with an organization called Constantia, and they're a large insurance company. They, with ETA, which is an initiative related to SARS and PAYE, we're also able to offer students large bursaries where a full year's coursework is guaranteed, and we're hoping that it'll be way above 30% of the students will have access to one form or another of financial assistance. It's part of our creed.
Thank you for your time, Howard Blythe. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Talk with Tony Ngubeni.